Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If I had my jaw wired shut, I would not be going out on a charter. I would be at home masturbating.
A lot, because you couldn't suck dick.
Which would be quite very, very difficult for me.
Very, unless you're into teeth. Lots of teeth.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's do it like this.
You're just rubbing around a dick like a cat. You're just like with the microphone. I'm going, okay. Like, you know, a cat does its face on a dick.
I didn't mean to go here. Okay. All right. I didn't mean to go here. And you just made me imagine that one of Colty's cats has rubbed their head on his dick like that.
It's very tiny, so... Yo, this is Below Dick. We are remote yet goat. I am in beautiful
New Dick,
COVID-ridden South Carolina. I just found out. Oh, this is news. I can break news.
Better be glad this isn't on video, y'all. But get ready. Get ready for the video, because
I may turn it around because it's just scary.
It's just a menagerie of just killed taxidermied and animals, and it's terrifying.
You're not wrong. I may turn it around. It may just be too much for people. No, I was gonna say the cousins and I usually get together, but we hit like three positive COVID people, so we're not gonna do it. And like, it's, I think this is the beginning of a lot of, now Omicron is, I know you guys don't listen to our show about this, but it's just weighing on my mind. So we're not doing that. I'm trying to stay as safe as I can in South Carolina. No one's wearing a mask, but I am.
I'll just be honest. Even if you are wearing a mask, y'all, one of my coworkers of my cubicle warrior tested positive. And I was training her yesterday. So we were wearing masks and being safe and doing all the right protocols. But so now I'm quarantined till I find out a test too. So she was wearing the mask and doing all the things. I think she went to dinner with someone at a restaurant. She thinks that's where she got it. So
that being said, please, please get vaccinated. Get your booster. Keep 6 feet away. Wear your masks. Try not to be indoors without masks, with you not sure of people's vaccination and who they're coming in contact with. Yeah.
I will say, if you're planning on coming to one of our live shows, which all are still going forward, we've talked to theaters. And so you know, Chicago, New York are still a go.
However, we are paying attention.
However, we just want to say this could not be up to us, but depending on those states, they could require for people to attend things, not only to be vaccinated, but they need to be boosted. So yeah, I just want to put that out there for sissies. That could happen even at the last minute, and we could have no control over it. So if you haven't been boosted, we would recommend you do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a drab way to move from dick sucking to COVID.
I have even more bones to pick with our listenership, mostly with our Facebook group and a little bit on our Patreon. We had a conversation about your father wanting soft, pliable, soft bacon because he enjoyed the fat. He wanted to chew the soft fat, of bacon.
Chew the fat.
And both of us recoiled because neither.
I didn't recoil. I just said I prefer it a little, but it was a little. Well, actually, yeah, it grosses me out.
But
I'll stand with you.
I'm okay with bacon that's a little mixture of crispy and soft somewhat. I don't like it's so crispy it breaks in half. Give me a little thing. But the amount of people who came at me with saying they love soft bacon, that it's almost like rubber in their mouth, I was mortified. Y'all are monsters. You're absolute monsters. And I'm sorry, there is no middle ground here. There is no let the soft bacon people just eat some fucking pork belly. Just gobble it down. Use the fat to like push all over your face, lick your fingers.
Gross.
Do whatever you need to. But I'm sorry. You soft bacon people, that you need Jesus. Something needs to happen.
I'm not that upset about it as much as you are.
Oh, but, my God.
But yeah.
Come on, people. But, you're worth more than that.
I want
more for you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. This may divide the world. And if so, be it.
The first this will be the thing that takes our Facebook group down, bacon.
It's gonna be like dress, what color's the dress? But
exactly.
There is a side that's correct. Where are we? This is below Dick.
You know,
it's 1:30 in the a.m. where I am.
It is. It's quite late. And if they're already listening to the show after I farted on you, I think they're forever going to be here.
You know, so, I have one thing to say about that. If you didn't see us at our last, I will say
on Poodle, y'all.
I will say I thought we were better than that as a show. But obviously I'm wrong.
I didn't.
Anyway. I mean, this is the same podcast that I've made Sondheim puns. And and then you proceed to fart in my face. And
I did call it Commedia del Farte, which you enjoyed.
You know what? That I enjoyed.
Anyway, y'all. It's posted on our Instagram. Christina read me for filth and just posted it. I do want to say, Christina added the fart noise, y'all. My ass,
at our
I'll
request.
Admit it. My ass isn't that tight because, yeah, I've been fucked a lot. But it's not that loose.
Honestly, I hear it make flopping sounds like a sail when you're sitting down.
Just Enya coming from my bedroom, but
yes.
It's not my speakers.
Who can
say? Fuck away, fuck away, fuck away. We need it. Okay. What a good segue to get into Below Deck season 9, episode 9.
That's what
nine,
I was trying
Eddie
to do.
Sally.
When Eddie met Sally, and in this case, Sally is a broom.
Yes. Because this woman named
Jesus.
Rachel brings Sally. Yes. I mean, first of all, let's just talk about, I think we both have the same, probably first one is y'all,
our long national nightmare is over,
but Jessica is gone. Poodle. Poodle is the one I remember who said
episode two
said once, like you even said, I think not that she's going to get fired. I think you even said she's going to quit.
It was telegraphed from the beginning.
As soon as she realized she didn't want to fuck West, she's like,
No. It was the absence of camaraderie and the joy of the job. She didn't have it. No. She's the only one. Even the other person who I would not be surprised if they quit by the end of the charter is Raina, because Raina also doesn't really have the joy of the job like a lot of people do. Fraser is totally into it. Heather is. Even someone like Wes, who sometimes is a little clueless, he wants to be there and he loves his work. I don't know if Raina mm-hmm. loves the work. Because you have to love yachting. Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. You can tell everyone else on that boat really wants to be there.
Yeah. The fact that she left the boat and didn't even say goodbye to Captain Lee is really fucking shitty.
I think she was just at a point where she couldn't even do it. And I'm not making excuses. She ghosted everyone. She ghosted Wes. She ghosted all of the deck crew. The only one who knew she was leaving was Heather.
And then Heather told Fraser. And then that's it.
Yeah.
She didn't tell Eddie or anybody. She really is.
Jess, we hardly knew ye.
We hardly knew. She just reminds me of like, not wet toast, but more like wet day old toast, but the kind of toast that bread my mother likes to buy that I can't stand. And it's that bread that has nuts all in it.
Oh, I like that bread. You'd just hate it because my parents have that bread.
I don't want to bite into a peanut butter sandwich with fucking nuts.
I love it. It's a little texture. I'm okay with it.
It's fine for a cheese board, but not for a sandwich. No.
I asked for Ezekiel bread, and my mother said, I don't want cold bread. Yo, Mother Poodle's gotten some real good ones in. It's only been 2 days.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing is that she was upset by who was invited to Christmas Eve that my brother usually has at his house. And it was just going to be us. And then my brother invited two older people who we used to live next to. And they're like the most COVID abundant people or obeying people ever. And my mother's like, oh, I don't know those people. I've spent time with them, but I think they're obnoxious. And my brother's like, nowhere to go.
They had nowhere to go. They're being very safe.
Yeah. She's got to be in her bonnet for no reason.
Wow.
She's also said to me several times, when I was talking about, I'm like, I need, when she asked me little things, she's like, I don't know what to get you for Christmas. You know, you've told me a couple of things, but you don't realize how accurate this is, by the way. I've been doing her, I've been seeing it up close, and so it even gets more accurate. But she and I said, well, you could do this.
Oh,
I'm not gonna be able to get over there. I'm not gonna buy that. I'm not gonna go to Sam's and get that. I said, you can go to the store. I'm gonna pay retail for that. I'm gonna go to Sam's where I can get it for nothing. And I went to a local toy store to buy some stuff for my niece and nephews today. And my mother's like, what a sucker you are. And I said, no, I just want to buy local. You know, this is a local toy store.
Small business.
She's like, do you know what you pay? She's like, you know what I can get at Walmart? And I said, yeah. And I said, you may as well have just said, and fuck all the local people too. Let me sell my American friends under the throw money around. And she's like, you know what, I guess I just respect money more than you do. So that was what I got out of that conversation. God bless.
Wow, I respect money more than you do.
Yeah,
wow.
That's what I got,
y'all. This is living with Mama Poodle day two.
This is ending day two. Oh, God, it feels like day five.
Poodle's going to be there for a week, y'all. Shit's going to happen.
Why did I book my flight?
And you better hope you don't get COVID, because if you don't get COVID, you can't fly back.
No, I'll check into a hotel.
You have to be there for 10 days.
I'll check into a hotel. I'll just lie and say, my test was negative and I'll leave the house and I'll just go to a hotel. They won't know.
You should do that.
They won't
Hopefully,
know.
Though, that doesn't happen. Does she now, has your brother, well, you haven't seen your brother yet, but now I know they might come to the Atlanta show. Do you think, is your mom thinking about coming, or does she even know about
that? Oh, no. No, I was talking about Cameo again today, and she was like, you know, she's like, I still don't understand that. Can you tell your father about that? And I'm just like, he's like, oh, so they pay you for like an inspirational message? Yeah, I get it. And yeah. I said,
Inspirational message?
And I said, yeah, it's like, keep going something. Keep going, queen. He's like, what? Friend, are you going to... Friend, are you going to, how can we monetize that, friend? How can you, you know, that's like, you know, how much you're charging, you know, that's like $350 an hour, right? If you did cameos for like an hour, you know what you'd make? And I'm like, that's not how Cameo works, Dad. Well, maybe it's not how you work. That's how my brain works, friend. So my father now has entrepreneurial ideas about Cameo. And I'm thinking of, how do I put my head in an oven?
I guess.
That oven looks good right now. Anyway, let's talk about the show. I can't talk about my parents anymore.
All right.
It's too close.
All right. It's too close.
Too close. It's making close. It hard for me.
That's a good song. Hey, what is your next tea? What's your next tea bag?
Oh, I wrote down, this was in the Jess thing. Wes is just like, okay, guess I wasn't important. I need to talk about, I mentioned this a little bit before. Y'all, if you have your jaw wired shut, you can't eat anything. You're going to be miserable watching everyone else. And if you're the type who has, quote, meltdowns as an adult, you may not enjoy seeing your friends eat food that is solid. I know I wouldn't. Can you imagine me with my jaw wired shut on a charter watching people eat? I'd murder someone. And go, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna fucking strangle you. No, look at my face.
You know why you wouldn't? You know why? Because you can still drink alcohol.
You know that's true. I could just be completely blitzed the whole time.
So here's the deal, y'all. I have had my jaw wired shut. That's I've had jaw surgery.
When you got radical reconstructive plastic surgery.
It wasn't plastic surgery, again, but it was jaw surgery.
And y'all, shockingly, I know, this is what they came up with. I'm still amazed.
Yes, I got
all
jaw
that
surgery
work and that.
All that work and that. I got jaw surgery when I was 19 years old. And here's the deal, y'all. It's like my jaw was wired shut for 2 weeks. So it was at first after the surgery, it was very uncomfortable because it was like you're still swelling and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know how far out she is from her jaw being wired shut. Sometimes my jaw was broken on purpose, but for jaws that are broken, like not on purpose, sometimes your mouth can be wired shut for like a month or 6 weeks. So
can you explain why your jaw,
this is all I'm going to say.
Can you explain why your jaw needed to be broken? Cause you had a Popeye jaw.
For me, a little bit. Yeah. I had an underbite, but also it was, they just were correcting my bite. Y'all, you can tell that I had cousins that fucked. That's all I'm saying. When you looked at my mouth.
Y'all, when you see earlier pictures, it's like I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah, I had underbite, so that they corrected that. But and so it is uncomfortable like the first week. But for me, I have to say though. But granted, it was all planned. But but it was a lot. I had an 11 and a half hour surgery when they did that.
God, that's awful.
So it was a lot. But I will say it was around Thanksgiving time. So, like, I came back home from college, and my dad, he, like, put broth in and made me Thanksgiving food. And it was delicious. Like, cause I was drinking a lot of Ensure and you get sick of it, but y'all, it's not this miserable, I don't know. I just don't remember it being it. Like I could still drive. I could still go do things. You couldn't do a lot of athletic activity. Like, I don't think she can probably like do the water sports stuff.
Yeah.
But it really, I actually kind of thinking I'm on a charter. And I'm just sitting around. Now, it sucks because she's having a girl trip, but like, you're just going to sit by a pool and relax. I think this woman would have had a, I'm just saying this and I can say it because I've had it done. Y'all, I think she would have had a meltdown either way.
You know, that she kept threatening a meltdown. Again, I did not think that was something adults threatened. Children,
no.
I've been saying so-and-so's due for a meltdown. I may start saying that I feel a meltdown coming and see what happens.
No, you're not.
In the middle of a live show,
she's being dramatic. In the middle of a live show, she's sitting there eating and she's waiting and she's going, I'm starving. I'm sorry. She acts like she is fucking like in a desert and she hasn't eaten anything in 3 days. And I'm like, bitch, you're on a fucking private yacht. I said a yarder.
Where is Josh shut again? Yacht. Fix that.
Yeah. A private yacht charter. I'm like, you ain't that hungry. Cause I'm sure she brought some fucking insurers on board and shit like that to get protein. Come the fuck on. Come on.
It did feel a little overly dramatic. And you know, every other guest there is worried about her. And I would hate.
Yes.
And I would hate to do that to the rest of my guests. And I just yes. feel like, yeah, yes. it just would be. And her husband.
I think she wants every guest. I think she wants it to be about her.
So the whole charter is one. Oh, poor Chelsea.
Poor Chelsea can't get. I mean, look. I don't know. I just don't have sympathy for her.
But so y'all, she said, I need my eggs blended with broth, but then I need them strained. I need them strained several times. So she's very specific.
Maybe it's because she just... So I didn't need things strained. I just kind of... You can put it around your back of your mouth and it can kind of go around and you can kind of gum it. I'm telling you, You can't pull this over on me, Chelsea. I'm an inbred redneck who had their jaw shut. I fucking know. Don't come at me, Chelsea.
You had a full
you
on
know what?
I had Flintstone underbite.
I did. All right. I'm worked up now. We're gonna take a break and we'll be right back, y'all.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
Poodle, what's your next teabag?
I saw Goody Sally with the devil. With the devil, I say. City on fire. Mischief. Mischief. I just think...
You've been holding on to that for about 8 hours,
haven't
you? I
just saw my mother cross out the corner of my eye and look at me like, Jaybird, what is going on in there? I just went, sign of the devil. Sign of the devil. She just went like this. If you're not seeing this on video,
I bet she worries. She goes, I hope Jaybird's not lying to me and doing something like porn.
My mother, by the way, I'll tell this one thing. I went to one of my friends had this. I said, I'm not going to be inside. I said, if you guys want to be outside, I'll stop in and see people for like 15 minutes just to stop and say hi. Cause someone's daughter. Of course I have friends whose daughters are having, kids now.
That's your way of saying you could be a grandparent, but you can't actually say those words.
That's not true. I'm never going to be able to bring myself to do that. It's not my fault. I'm not from Buttfuck, Oklahoma, where everyone has nothing to do but fuck. Nope, not gonna do it.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have nephews who are like, my nephews aren't like 35 like yours. So I was there, and my mother has this habit of whenever I go see friends, asking, well, who was there? And I call it, the interrogator is on the case. And so you have to be really careful not to break under the cross. You got to figure out what she's wanting. She's like, oh, who was that? Was so-and-so there? You know, I saw her in Ingalls the other day, and she was getting, you know, she's looking rougher than I'd seen in a while. You know what she was buying? She was buying a whole carton of Marlboro Reds. Did you spend some time with her? You talk to her? I'm like, not really. She's like, well, I thought when you came in, you smell like cigarettes. So, y'all, I have not smoked in 20 years, but my mother thinks I still smoke. And she accused this woman who she saw buying a carton of Marlboro Reds and obviously thinks this woman has a shitty life. And calls her rough looking, and assumes this woman is giving me cigarettes. And to be honest, I did not smoke. I wanted to, but I did not.
You knew I would know, didn't you?
But my mother's worse than you are about smoking.
Y'all, and that's saying something because I'm pretty horrible. Poodle used to come home when we were roommates, and I'd smell it.
But come at me, y'all, if when you are with your family, and especially your mother or maybe your father, interrogates you about what you did with your friends and wants to know who was there and every situation, how is everybody, how is their parents? She wants to know all of it. Trying to catch me in a lie, probably.
Did you ever notice that your cigarettes would go missing?
Yes, I knew you took them.
Yeah. I'd throw them away. Or then when I thought you were kidding on to me, like throwing them away, I would take if you had a full pack of cigarettes, I would take almost all of them out except for like two. And you would think you just got drunk and smoked more than you thought.
I knew it. I was just waiting for you to tell me that. Y'all, if you're a smoker, just know that cigarettes are just a commodity. You give it to everybody unless it's your last one. And then you protect it like it is your last child. You will never give someone your last one. Anything before that, you'll give someone on the street you don't even know who's got like one ear and three eyes another cigarette because they're a cigarette smoker. And I haven't smoked in probably over 20 years now. No, more. No, probably.
Well, you're
probably 20.
No, you're
probably
60,
15.
You're,
no, 15.
You're 60. 60. So probably like 20.
Shut up.
Oh, golly.
Let's talk about. So let's talk.
Where
about,
are we?
Let's talk about Sally the Broom. Which sounds like a Dick Tracy villain. Sally the Broom.
Boy, they tried to find me, but you know I'm not going anywhere.
Sally the Broom, not you again, girl. Get back behind that bar.
I'll sweep the floor with you, Dick Tracy.
Yeah, and she goes.
Yeah.
That's Sally the Broom. She's got like curled hair, overly done makeup. Uh-huh. Sally the Broom.
Yes.
And they're trying to make Sally stand up by herself. And then Eddie believes that he is being cursed because he made fun of Sally.
Cursed.
Now
the person obsessed with Sally is Rachel.
Yes. Thank you for adding that.
Just want to say she's crazy.
I want to point out one little thing besides that, and then we'll move on. I'm kind of amazed how well Heather and Fraser get along now, because now that Jess isn't in the picture, because they now all they can depend on is one another. He's like, do you hear her saying, you look beautiful today?
Well, all they can depend on is one another, but also nothing makes two people come together like a common enemy.
That's true. Anyway,
it's not that they mean to hate, but also she's just so, Jess is just so bad at her job doing this. You're right. Yeah. They kind of have to like put things aside. And also,
even when she's gone, did you hear them say, you look so great today? Because now it's only, they can depend on one another. What's your next one?
My next one, I just want to add to that. The broom is never going to sit up on its own because it's on a boat that is literally rocking back and forth, you dumb bitch. I just wanted to say that.
It's an enchanted broom.
I'm like, yeah, Rachel, do something better with your life. But also,
I have a feeling that I will say I've known some witches in my time, and none have been as basic as Rachel. So witches aren't basic.
We know some actual witches, and they're incredible.
Yeah. And they're not gonna tell you all about it either.
No, one of our witch friend got poodles downstairs, or no, across the hall, wanting your neighbors to move out.
I think they did. Yes.
Yes. So we believe in that shit. We love it. Now, okay. So I just want to talk about Jet Ski Gate because I don't, and it really goes into Jet Ski Gate, but also I kind of want your, because you've seen more episodes, and the last deck crew that I saw on Below Deck Mid was, they were pretty freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Are deck crews normally this much of a mess? Honestly, these guys seem like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They're green. They're very green. And
yeah.
Honestly, it's not even it's a problem with Jake's leadership, and that he's not going behind. Honestly, he's not going behind them and checking back up on them that like he should. And both Wes and Raina are green. Even though they both done stuff, they haven't worked on a yacht like that.
I think it does fall on Jake and Eddie, because you know Eddie said, I want to be first officer and be able to be like, he wants to be up in the what's it called, the ship captain,
the bridge
area,
the crow's nest.
Yes, the bridge.
I really do believe it's twofold though. It's a casting of two deck crew members who are very inexperienced. And they know what they're doing, but there's so many things to do, and they just haven't done it in a while. And that's why the first couple of seasons of Below Deck were exciting, because there was one person who was a complete fuck up. Usually there wasn't two people. because what they do, I wouldn't be surprised if Raina was on a season, because she seems the greenest. But to have someone like Wes, who's only done, he's done some yacht work, but it's mostly sailing, like it says. So it is rare for him to have two people who are relatively green. Because only, like last time, it was David and Z. And both David had done a lot of work. And Lloyd had as well. Lloyd hadn't done as much as David, but Lloyd was kind of the place that Wes is in.
Yes.
And so at least there was a mid-level person. I don't think Wes is that level. Because he's already had several fuck ups.
It just seems like the Below Deck Med Deck crew, like when they had days off, when they were off duty, you would see them like really play around and fuck around. But like this deck crew, I feel like they're always, Jake is even the leader and he's always fucking around. And then also we see, how many times do we see like kind of Raina and Wes kind of just standing about?
Yeah, it's what I was talking about before, by this let's work mentality or the joy for the job mentality. Jake has it, but he's not a great leader. Wes does, but he's such on island time and everything is a little bit slower.
And I think Raina is just searching.
I don't think
for
she wants
she
to
wants,
be there.
This might not be
I don't think she wants to be there. Yeah,
I think we find out later why Raina wants to be there. I don't know if you saw coming up this season.
I think Raina went into yachting with good intentions, but I think she now wants to be on TV.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she wants to be a reality star.
But
not that that's a bad thing. That's what you want. Then that's what you want.
Yeah, but you need to be savvier about it than how she's
being.
But
like, get on a different show than Below Deck, because you have to.
Because that's a lot of work. I know.
It's a lot of work, and I don't understand how people can lose a jet ski twice in one fucking day and not notice it.
A back clip, the clip back, or whatever it was. I know nothing about knots.
I'm so gay. I just said that in my Alyssa Anderson voice. I went back clip.
You just said Alyssa Anderson, and that's our colleague from UNT, and not Alyssa Edwards. Y'all, let it be known that it's 1:30 here, and it's only 7 or 8 there, and he's already making those mistakes.
I just want to say, if you think about our friend Alyssa and the drag queen Alyssa,
close.
Not much different.
Yeah, they're not far.
Very close.
They're not far.
They're not far. They're not far.
Yeah.
Someone's backing up.
Although I think Alyssa Anderson might be slightly more masculine.
Possibly.
Oh, here we go.
Possibly.
So what's, did you say, my turn. So you had jet ski.
Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah.
So then, y'all, I gotta say, the MVP for this episode is Eddie. Eddie was shucking oysters. Eddie was doing interiors, picking up stuff. And that, y'all, if you're wondering, Eddie's been shitty
doing
in
dishes?
The past. Yeah, Eddie's been shitty on the past seasons, but Eddie will always pitch in to do his work. He's never going to. And honestly, if you've ever worked, like let's say you ever worked in hospitality, like a resort, and you have worked with people like Jess, you have worked and they never stay very long. And then you work with people who are like, yeah, let's do this. And when you were with a team of people who everyone kind of loves the work, or at least they're on the high of let's do great service, and that, or even mm-hmm. even if you've been in serving or working in a restaurant, that kind of high of everybody else, and it kind of weirds me out, because the only two members of the crew who just don't have that are Jess was always the weakest link. Raina the second weakest, because she likes to be in the galley with Rachel, because she doesn't love the work.
Yeah.
And and it's just I would imagine, I think that's one of the reasons with those two crew members why they don't feel like they can solidify. Because it's Heather, yep. as shitty things as Heather has done, obviously last week's episode, Heather loves what she's doing.
Yeah.
And you can't, and so does Fraser. Eddie, and even Wes, yes. to an extent. Wes, and I think with Wes, with given another person who was slightly less, imagine Z with Wes and Jake. Imagine how that would have went.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very different. You know,
I actually think it would have been worse, because I really think, though, the more I think about it, I love him because he's hot and he fucks everyone, but I kind of think Jake, in a way, is the weakest. I don't think he's a good leader. I don't think he's ready to lead yet.
No, I agree with you. He's not ready to lead yet.
But it would have been much different. Like, yeah, but yeah. Y'all, that's okay. Because he's a reality star and he can fuck everyone, and Poodle and I are fine with it.
And we saw someone spank his naked ass this episode, and he said, "Hit it harder," and I felt my dick move. So there's that.
While you're watching this in your childhood room, looking at your piano trophies.
Oh my God, that was so real. It's so true. Oh, and blue ribbons on my walls and Garfield books on the shelf.
Oh.
It's so real.
You should do an Instagram video of your room. I'm sure listeners would love it.
No, I don't want, you know, you're all with being, look at my private life. That's just not me. I just tell every sexual element of my private life.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's true.
I mimic my mother and father.
Yes, you do constantly. I don't have any other. I have a couple quote unquotables, but I don't have any other points. That's it for me.
I have one thing kind of that Heather said. Another malapropism. We've had shushuskas, and there was another one that I can't remember now. And now we have gazpacho. Have you met my Italian gazpacho? Friend? Gazpacho? Oh, yeah. Instead of gazpacho. Gazpacho. Y'all, every time she does this, there's a knot in me that tightens. And it just,
Everybody knows it needs, it's gazpacho. Gazpacho. Everybody knows that.
Don't fuck with me.
Wait, no, it's gazpacho.
No, I'm not going to take the bait. So there you go.
No.
No, you're wrong. You know that. She sees the eye there, and she wants to go gazpacho, but it's actually the eye makes it, this is boring, the eye makes it a glide. Gazpacho. Mm-hmm. Cho, instead of gazpacho, like you're right, because of the I. That's your Italian diction lessons for today.
I don't think that your cousin's boss named Rico says words right. I don't think so.
It's like the eternal, debate of, it's not bruschetta, this is going to humiliate you every time you order an Italian restaurant. It's bruschetta. That's how it's said correctly.
And when I say it that way, when I'm in restaurants in the South, people look at me like I'm weird.
No, it's bruschetta. No, it's bruschetta.
And I tell them, I have a useless degree, and the one thing I learned from a fucking opera degree is how to say bruschetta.
Bruschetta. Mm-hmm.
So I have a thing. First of all, a little strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote unquotable. When, first of all, Captain Lee had a line where he said, where did he say that? Oh, man, I have it. He said, this is about as fucked up as a Georgia road lizard. Why is
that fucked
up?
I guess it is a okay. Like the lizard has been run over, so the lizard is fucked up. You never seen a lizard flattened on the road?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
they get very flat.
I thought for a minute it was like a road lizard was a type of type of reptile, but then I thought about it, and again, I'm like, oh no, it's been run over. So it makes sense.
It's been run over. Okay. I love the line when the second jet ski goes away and Eddie goes to get it and he says, I just keep waiting, looking up to see the white wizard coming out with his white eyes.
I mean, the thing about it is Eddie is good TV, y'all. And he's been, ever since his first season, he's been good TV. He came back last season and he'd grown up a lot. So since Rocky's season.
He's hot to me. He's the hottest guy to me, but I haven't seen his earlier seasons, but I'm into him.
Well, his hair has gotten a lot better, even though it's still kind of the same as it was. I liked it when Eddie brought Captain Lee an orange juice.
Yes, I love that. And they kind of like,
it's like you're really pretty.
He's like, oh, ho, ho.
Well, that just tells you they actually like one another. They actually like one another, and yeah.
They do, but there's also this way of, like, I think that's something that Jake, and maybe a little bit of Eddie, I think Eddie tries to be their friend too much, but Eddie and Captain Lee can get along, but Eddie still fears Captain Lee, which is, you need a little bit of that in these type of positions. Yeah. And that really is, it is, Raina doesn't fear anyone, and Wes does, I don't think, fear Jake either. They look at him more as an equal. And then with Eddie a little bit, but I don't know.
Well, you don't necessarily have to fear them. You just have to respect them. You should fear the captain.
Exactly.
Yes,
but I don't think they respect Jake, really. Maybe Wes does.
I agree with you. I agree with you with that. Yeah.
I just went one more line. Is when Captain Lee did find the second... when the second jet ski and Eddie is in the deck crew and they're kind of having that, they're all eating food. And that's when Raina tells Heather not to put her fingers in the food. And Eddie's like, lay off. And there's this weird exchange, but I really didn't hear any of that. I just heard Eddie say, cause he was talking about Captain Lee saying another day, another ass eating. And I thought, been there.
Ass reaming. But you just filled in the blank.
You hear what you want to hear, and I hear what I hear.
Another day, another ass eating.
Yes, another ass eating. All right, Captain Lee, Daddy. Woo.
That's all I've got for this episode. I'm interested to see who the next stew is going to be. I'm sure there's going to be drama.
I'm interested too. I'm sure there's going to be drama. Raina hopes it's a lesbian, she said.
But not because she wants it. She just doesn't want them to hook up with her.
Yeah. I hope that, as we saw coming up, y'all, there's the threesome that develops between Jake, Fraser, and Raina. Y'all, this is going to crash and burn on blazing fire.
It's interesting because I don't see it being an equal threesome at all.
No.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I just, it's not a good idea, especially among Jake and Raina. It's just not a good idea because they're on the same team.
Yeah, it's not a good, maybe that's why they fight. Maybe they have all this sexual chemistry. I don't get it.
I can't figure out. She's been super resentful toward him, understandably sometimes, but like, I don't know. I can't even comment on their relationship because I don't really understand it. So that's all I've got.
Well, maybe their relationship is like, maybe it's like Sam and Diane.
You've aged yourself. No one knows who that is anymore.
From Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Sam and Diane from Cheers.
I know who that is, but you're so old.
Okay, fine. We're leaving, y'all. You can go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Linktree link for our live show links. Those are also going strong. Get vaccinated, get boosted, be careful out there. Y'all leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And lastly, share the gift of gay. Share the gift of gay this year.
And I'm going to be sharing the gift of gay, hopefully, when I get back to Los Angeles.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you are. Poodle, why don't you close it out? Because we're kind of in, hopefully this episode sounds good, but we're kind of out of sync because I think all the antlers in your room are interfering with your internet connection.
Y'all, we will see you next time on Below Dick. But until then, we say to you, anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.